I'm going to call the September 14th teleconference meeting of the Pacifica Radio National Board to order. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron. Snea Bediako. Evelyn Bethune. Carolyn Burton.
Here.
A.C. Bird. Kelsey Davis.
Here.
Zakai Free. Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Ann Bosling.
Here.
Mike Martin is unavailable due to the hurricane. Effie Nwangaza.
Here.
Effie?
Here.
Thank you. Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Sar Vandala.
Here.
George Reiter. Rob Robinson. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Wendy Shrill. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Lurik Maguma. Jack Van Aken.
Here.
Joe Gonzala.
Here.
And Yoshi Manaka. Mary Berg is present. Nicole Delaney Hicks.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, Nicole Sawaya.
Present.
This is
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Okay.
Rob Robinson just came.
Rob Robinson, are you here?
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
And anyone else who's on the call whose name I
did not. Nia Bediako.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyone else?
Is Yosh here?
Huh. Madam Chair, could somebody mute their television?
Whoever has a radio or some kind of conversation in the background, hit #1.
Actually, I thought we could all go to that party. It sounds very good.
I agree. Yeah, it's probably in the East Coast.
Okay. So, here's the dilemma that we're facing. We have business that we have to accomplish. We have an entire station not present. Friday night's meeting was continued or did not begin because of the situation out of the Houston station. Nicole, would you give an update on the Houston station for those who may not have seen it online?
Sure, Sherry. I checked in with Dwayne this morning. The station is off the air, of course. It was off the air as of when the hurricane started to bear down on Friday, which I believe I sent out an email about as well. So far, the engineer, longtime engineer Steve Brightwell, was able to take a look at the satellite dishes on top of the station, and the station seems to have survived remarkably intact. Steve, however, did lose the roof of his apartment building, and apparently, according to Dwayne, his space got pretty well demolished. Dwayne is fine. There's no power, of course, to the station. And out at the transmitter site, they had shut down the transmitter and had tossed the low-power transmitter. So they had shut down the big transmitter as soon as possible. They had done that early on Friday because they were worried about the cooling taking it.
Hello, there's a conversation on the line. I can't hear.
Somebody has to mute, please. Mute the cell. I'm asking because...
I'm Sandy.
So the transmitter, they won't know really how that's fared, but as that is, I believe in Lovett. The FCC is in the loop because whenever you have, of course, any kind of difference in power, you have to let the FCC know, and actually the FCC is in a continuous communication loop with all the Houston area electronic media. So they're aware, and they'll be aware in case anything is needed to jumpstart it. Gasoline is at a high premium. Of course, the pumps are shut down. Dwayne was saying that it was a three-hour wait just to get a bag of ice. Neighborhoods are pretty much contained within neighborhoods. The station hopefully will go back on the air on Wednesday and or Thursday. All station staff is so far reporting in okay, although phone service is really spotty. There's no municipal power, and again, the FCC is aware that the transmitter works off of municipal power, and there's just not enough gas to run the generator.
Okay,
so
everybody, Nicole, hold on a second. Could everybody hit pound pound mute and then come back in? I mean pound one. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Somebody who's on the call is either at a party, has somebody eating in the background or having a jolly old time, but it impedes our ability to hear each other.
Perhaps if you call the roll, someone has a line open and isn't paying attention, and we...
Okay, Mary, call the roll again.
Okay. Grace, Eric.
Grace, do you have anything in the background?
No, and I was muted.
Okay.
Okay. Mia Bediaco.
Present.
Evelyn,
do you have any noise in the background, Nia?
No, I was muted. That's why it took me so long to say
okay,
present.
All right.
Yeah, I think it was heard before she was on the call.
Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Evelyn Bethune is not here, as far as I know. Did you just join? Carolyn Burden.
Present, and I'm going to mute myself now.
No, that's not her.
No, it's
not you, Carol. Okay, A.C. Bird.
Here.
Oh, A.C., are you at a party?
A.C., mute your phone for a minute.
No, there's nobody here, and there's no noise.
No.
Is your TV on?
Yeah.
Your TV is on?
Nothing is on.
Okay.
Me.
All right. Oh, great. Go ahead, Mary.
Kathy Davis.
Here. No, nothing in the background.
Okay. This is Kai Free.
Can we get one with that as well?
Terry Gendelin.
No.
Ambrose Lane.
No.
Effie Nwangaza.
Here.
Effie? Okay. No, no
party.
Nothing
in the background, no.
Okay. Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Sarah Brandawa.
No.
Yes. Okay. No. Okay. Rob Robinson. George Ryder.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
No, I have
Jamie.
Nothing in the background, but I'll meet
James
myself
Russ.
Anyhow.
Amy Russ?
Yeah, I'm here and nothing going on.
Okay. Is Wendy Schrell here? Bonnie Simmons?
I'm here. There's nothing else going on here.
Lori Taguma? Jack Van Aken?
I'm here on a quiet patio.
That's the problem. Joe Wazawa?
Here.
Yoshi Yamanaka?
Wait a minute, Joe, do you have anything on in the background there?
No.
Okay, Mary Berg, I have no eating, no party, no company, no nothing. Nicole Sawaya?
Alone in my studio with all of you.
Okay. Ann Siegel?
I was muted.
Okay.
Well, then it's got to be crosstalk. Unless Sirius is having a party, but he's not.
It's Greg Guma.
There you are. He's having a party. There you go.
Okay, Rob.
Now we know.
Pound, pound one, everybody. Come on.
Did you ask Margaret Prescott?
What?
Yeah,
some of the conversation.
Yes, this is Nicole. She asked Margaret. So let me just wrap up then about Houston.
Going on here.
Great. The phone, communication systems are really...
I'm not hearing it now.
Maximum, according to, of course, if you've logged on online or on TV, downtown Houston is really blown out.
Okay.
And I had noticed that online at CNN last night, that a lot of the high-rises and all the glass plates blew out.
Okay,
so, guys. So the station is locked down. It's survived, no damage, and hopefully they can turn it back on once staff can come back and everybody can do that.
Okay. So here are the issues before us tonight. We have a unit not present. We continued Friday night's meeting to tonight because of that, because of what it just seemed inappropriate to move forward with one of the five component parts not on the call. However, we also have business to conduct. Before everyone was on the call, in conversation with Grace at least, she said that there was business that we had to move forward on, both in public and executive session. I'm not willing to go into an executive session with an entire unit not here.
Yeah.
That's my feeling about it, and I'll leave the call and won't return if we go into executive session for and decide on issues that must be decided on an executive session without full participation. In public session, we can stream. We have the report from the audit committee, which it seems to me we should receive now so that we can approve that in D.C. and lighten our workload there. There are other committee reports which appear to be programming. I don't think Rob has a dense report. There's elections. I know that the chair of the elections committee, Bob Lederer, was going to join us at some point on the public call to present an update from that committee. We cannot receive a report from the National Finance Committee without Mike present or without having a second in command, so to speak, for the work of the committee, Brian Edward Siegert, who is not available, give us that report. So I would like to just get a sense of the body. If you say your name, I'll recognize you. It will be quasi-informal to respond to the predicament that we're in right now. Maybe we could do it station by station, starting with L.A. So if I could hear from Jack, Margaret, Yosh, and Grace, please. Jack?
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable proceeding without with one entire signal area unrepresented. So I'm sensitive that some items could be presented, but I feel funny doing any business under this in this condition. So I think that it's a tough call, but I sort of have to tilt toward not wanting to make any decisions at this time, just out of courtesy to Houston.
Okay, Margaret.
I share Jack's concerns. I'm really worried about Houston and concerned about moving forward without.
Okay. Yosh. We might have lost Yosh. Yosh, it's pound pound one. Okay, Grace.
Well, we do have a quorum according to the bylaws. I think that there might be a way to conduct business and allow input later on the part of our Houston members. I am wondering if there is an inability for some or all of the people from Houston to attend the in-person meeting, will that also be canceled?
Well, that's a good question, and I've been struggling with not having Mike there, and I'm really concerned since Alliance, I sent out an email today that the lion's share of Saturday rests on the report of the Finance Committee, but I don't see how we cannot have a meeting in D.C. It's really a predicament, and this foundation, like millions of people, are going to have to suffer the consequences of Mother Nature.
I would also like to say another thing, and that's that I believe that three members of the Finance Committee, if not more, are on the call tonight, myself.
Grace, nobody here is as competent or as well hard worked on the issues of the Finance Committee as Mike. It is because of Mike that the Finance Committee has traveled as far as it has and collected as much information as it has. And I certainly do not feel competent to narrate issues of the budget, the financial well-being of the station, or any other issue that related to the work that they have investigated so far. And I don't believe that. It's nothing to do with your intelligence or competence, but in terms of the Finance Committee, none of us is up to the speed that he is, except perhaps for Brian Edward Siegert. And Brian's not even close to Mike. So
I think that Jamie is quite competent in this area and is probably quite up to speed.
Okay, so let me go to the other members and they can comment on your comment.
Okay, very good.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Jamie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
It's hard to know what to say about whether we should meet tonight. I mean, I understand that it's difficult without the Houston people. On the other hand, if there's business we can accomplish that is not, you know, highly controversial, you know, and is just going to engender bad blood, maybe we could get that done. That's what I would think.
Thanks, Jamie. Kathy?
Yes, I'm fine with putting off any major decisions so everyone can meet. But I liked your idea about meeting as a committee of the whole so that we could at least discuss some of these things.
Okay. Nia?
Yes?
You want to just comment, please?
I guess my reason is more of a moral reason. That if you have a whole, like, section of your family, you know, unrepresented, practically wiped out, I just have an issue in us doing anything. You know, it would just seem insensitive to me. That's my feeling about it.
Thank you.
I mean,
Carolyn? Carolyn?
Oh, sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
I feel perhaps the noise in the background bothers me more than the absence of the entire unit, to be honest. But maybe that's just my hearing. I don't know how much work we could get done. Yeah, it really is annoying. I don't know how much work we could get done, so I will go with whatever the majority wishes.
Thanks, Carolyn. Okay, let me go to Sarv.
Yeah, I share Jack's view, and I think that, you know, when 20% of your board of directors are not on the meeting there, I think that we're not going to make any important decisions here. So
okay.
I think whatever the majority wants, I'll go with it, but I'm inclined to just deal with this meeting tonight and just wait for the next DC meeting.
Joe? Joe, pound one.
Yes. On the one hand, obviously, as everybody else, I'm concerned to proceed without one entire unit gone. I mean, I think on the one hand, to the extent that, you know, we have, on the one hand, you know, want to respect their absence and not make decisions that they might want input on. But I think to the extent that we can do what we can, as some have suggested, and then leave the rest for when we meet next, that would be best. It seems like we're going to have some kind of meeting. So if we can, you know, look at the agenda and decide what we can do now and what we want to defer to later, we should at least try to do what we can. I mean, they might feel that we should try to do what we can. You know, in other words, it can also be respecting their wishes, try to do what we can without them, rather than holding up the pauses because they're not here.
Bonnie?
Thanks,
Joe. Bonnie?
Yeah, I kind of agree. I'm putting myself in the place of our Houston representatives, and I'm sure that they would like to be able to be here to take part in this, and I feel sort of uncomfortable going ahead without an entire signal area. And I don't know, honestly, what issues we can cover. I would not be comfortable dealing with things of a finance committee nature because I think that it would be really difficult to do it without Mike here. And I'm not even sure I could listen to the report about from the audit committee with this conversation going on behind us.
All right. Okay. Lonnie, Joe, and Sarf spoke. Okay. Ambrose and AC and Rob. Ambrose?
Is the executive director on the call?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I just want to know from her, is there anything especially that we need to have to cover tonight?
Nicole.
Cannot be covered later.
Okay.
Ambrose, you know, I serve at the will of the board. As far as I'm concerned, we do have a NFC meeting tomorrow night, and that will be to look at WPFW's budget, which we got at the end of the week. And I know that Brian's prepared to fill in.
Nicole, we can hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Speaking to Ambrose, there is a NFC meeting tomorrow night, Ambrose, where we will finally be able to somewhat vet the WPSW budget. And I know that in lieu of Mike being there, he defers to Brian to lead the meeting, as Brian did late last week when we discussed the WBAI and KPFK budget. So those look like that's going to get buttoned down on Monday. That's the one kind of urgent pending item. And then for me, it's all just logistics around the upcoming meeting at the PNB meeting. Ambrose, I don't know if you saw the email that I sent out earlier today just about kind of logistics and what will be in the board book, et cetera. But I outlined that. And also there was, I heard on Friday that maybe the reception isn't going to be at WPFW. So I put out an ask to any of you who are WPFW directors to maybe check in on that. And I've had Donna check in on that on Friday, but I haven't touched base yet. I'll find out on Monday. But basically, we're all together next weekend. So it's going to be hopefully a very focused meeting on the finances, and there'll be lots of other updates and reports that I will be giving you.
Ambrose.
So the answer is no, there's nothing pressing for tonight.
Nothing pressing. I'm concerned about Houston, but it seems I just told you that Dwayne has everything buttoned down. Really more concerned about the loss of an entire signal area, I mean, just from my point of view.
Madam Chair, then I would think we want to take no business tonight, and I'd be willing to offer an adjournment.
Ambrose, let me go see. Ambrose, I appreciate that. I'd like to finish giving everybody the opportunity. I wanted to just say a few things before we the group comes to a decision, okay? And then I'll call on you for a motion. But if Rob and AC haven't weighed in on it, Fia hasn't weighed in, and it's just three more members.
The guy's on the
present.
Call as well.
Oh, okay. Hi, Zakai.
Hello, Zakai. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Ambrose.
Okay. So, AC?
Yeah, I would agree with most others that I don't think that we should proceed with a meeting. That it would be, I think that we should express our solidarity with the Houston station and delay the time frame in which we want to discuss these issues. I just think it would be, I agree with Nia, have some morality factors in the fact that we should go ahead without them.
Okay. Thank you, AC. Rob? Rob Robinson, Pound
I'm
Town
mute,
1.
I'm unmuted. Muted.
Mooted?
I really don't feel comfortable pursuing the meeting tonight without the people from Houston. I know we're all anxious, but I think we have to be concerned about bringing them into the discussion. And that's my feeling.
Okay.
Also, I am trying to pursue an answer to Nicole's question about the reception.
Okay, great.
That's all I have to say.
Zakai, I don't know when you joined.
I've been on for a little while.
Okay. Actually, when you come on the phone calls, you should sort of announce yourself and interrupt everybody else. Zakai, do you have, would you like to speak to this subject? I'm trying to get everyone's opinion on it before the board comes to a decision together about this.
All I can say is that I'm in agreement with the majority so far, which is that most of the pressing issues that we have are of a financial nature, and so since the financial, the NFC can't be on and the rest of the folks from Houston can't be on, then it would probably be wise just to not have the meeting tonight.
Okay. And Afia, I think you're the last PMB member who has not weighed in.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
My inclination is to urge us to do whatever it is that we can. That failing, then to accept the will of the majority.
Okay. May I ask the committee if it would receive the majority from my little sheet of paper here is that people are not comfortable about proceeding with attending to serious business without even, you know, anybody from Houston here, and also because of the devastation that Houston is facing right now, and that our individual committee members, I mean, it really would take floodwaters to keep Wendy off the call. So the majority of the opinions expressed are that people are not comfortable moving forward with certainly not the executive session or any issues related to the National Finance Committee. And I'm in agreement with that as well. I have two things that I would like to ask the members present here to consider, however. For the D.C. members, I'm urging all of you guys to please find out, and Rob has already begun to address that. It was our understanding, and it has been the tradition of the PND, that we always visit the station of the signal area where we are, and that they host their reception for the PND at the station itself. Late in the week, Nicole was informed that the station was coming to where we are, and it's upsetting to me and to other PNB members, because we're in D.C. and we're a radio network of five stations, and we want to be at the station. So I urge all four of you to please get to the bottom of this and make sure that we have the opportunity to visit this station in accordance with the tradition of PNB meetings historically.
Well, first of all, may I ask a question?
Yes, thank you.
Where did that information come from? Because I...
Nicole.
Nicole, identify who...
Nicole is going to answer that, AC.
Yeah, okay,
I can speak to it. I believe that Donna was using, as a point person, Jim Brown for all the lodging and the meeting space. And I believe that she was talking to Gloria about
Gloria
the
Turner, that's correct, she was.
Right. And it was when I was just checking the food rotation, because at the museum we're going to be catered. We're going to be catered because we don't have a kitchen there. And so we were just reviewing the agenda and the scheduling for different food needs. And that's when Donna told me that she believed the reception was actually that people were going to come.
Actually what? I'm sorry.
And
that the reception was what?
I'm trying to clear that up. So I was under the impression that we were going to wind up on Friday, and then because we have the presentation from WPFW, public comment, and then we were going to get on over to the station after that, and the reception was to begin at 7. So I'm just trying to get some clarity on it, and Rob, if you've already started on it, thank you so much. Clarity I seek.
Okay, let me say this. I checked with them as late as Friday afternoon. The reception is still on where it's been reported ever since we began. It was reported to be at the Historical Society, and it's still there.
At what?
The question. The D.C. Historical Society, it's a former Carnegie Library that has been taken over by some other people. And as far as I know, it's still there. At least it was as of Friday. So the question of whether or not you should see the station, that's a separate question. That doesn't mean that I think the plans have already been made. Everything is already established and set up for that reception. The reception will be where we will be, which is the Historical Society. and the issue of whether or not you wanted to come to the CFW station is another issue that could be addressed. This is the first time I have knowledge of it. That, and it is a tradition that we try to do that at stations. It hasn't always been the case. The last time we were in L.A., we had a place else. The last time we were in Houston, we had one, but we still came by the station, so I don't think it would be a problem coming by the station. I don't think this is an issue, really.
Well, AC, I'm not saying it's an issue. Here's my situation. Here's the situation. The Historical Society, I was under the impression.
Nicole, you have to talk up.
Yeah, the Historical Society, I was under the impression, was our meeting place, and it is.
Subsequently, I
was never informed that the reception was planned at the meeting place as well, because the board meetings I've been to, the reception, which are two, the one where I was hired in Berkeley, and then the Houston meeting that we all had in April, the reception was at the station so that people could then see the station, and then members of the station could easily get to where it is. So I was surprised to find out it was going to be at our meeting place. That's all. We haven't booked in any other time to be able to do a station visit. I was under the impression, and obviously I'm mistaken, that one of the points in the reception takes place at the station. That's all.
Yeah, the station, the space is fairly large, and it's, you remember when we were in Houston, we did have a meeting. Well, I don't know, I may be talking about the one before we had a reception in the studio. And then we also came by the station. So,
okay, you know what?
Has already been doing that, and I think they've already contracted with some people to do.
Could AC and Rob, would you find out if there's any way to shift it to the station? And if not,
will.
Thank you. And just let me
together.
Know,
we'll
or Nicole know what.
We.
Rob,
we will work together on
okay,
that.
Okay, thank you. And try to get back to myself or Nicole, or actually Nicole or the national office early in the week. I'd really appreciate that.
We'll get back to Nicole tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. So, and Rob, was I correct that there's not really a report from the programming committee?
No, we're going to have a report, but we're trying to get some resolutions passed to bring before the PNB.
Okay.
But I've had a great deal of difficulty getting people to reconvene our meeting from the 29th.
Okay.
And part of that's because I keep going out of town to look after an ill parent.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope that resolves okay. Nia, may I ask you a question about the audit committee report, please?
Yes.
Can you right now give us a very brief report so that it would lay the foundation for whatever work we have to do in D.C. and the audit committee?
Very, very, very brief.
What?
I don't know what that noise. That noise is driving me crazy. Well, very briefly, the audit committee decided on Tony Pohl from Helen Donovan, and that's. Is that brief enough, or do you want more?
Okay, and at DC, will you'll have the profile there in the committee process, so that the PNB simply has to approve the recommendation from the audit committee. I think we've decided not to fly him out to DC, but to do another procedure, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I don't know about another procedure, but I know we don't have any money to fly him, and he's out there by you guys, so there's really, you know, no need. But I could write exactly what we did, the number of questions asked, and what the process was. That's not an issue. That'll be ready for DC. But that's who we chose, Tony Pohl of Helen Donovan.
Okay, all right.
And the price was right. Would you like me to stop, or you want me to say something else?
Go ahead.
There were three people. One company decided to pull out at the last minute, leaving two, and between the two, that's who we decided on. The price range was so extreme, from 70-something plus to 40-something plus.
So, of course, and Helen Donovan Bonham was not chosen because of the price. You know, he was chosen because, in our estimation, he was the most qualified and the fit best.
Okay. Carolyn,
Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm on that committee, and I did not have a chance to vote because I didn't listen to all of the audios and I wasn't at all the meetings. However, I will vote before we get to D.C., and I think there are two people who have not yet voted, so I do think that the board should take that into account when they hear a recommendation.
Okay,
I don't know if the entire board, my understanding was that the entire board was supposed to vote, but... in any event, I know two people on that committee have not yet voted.
Okay, all right. You know what, guys? This background noise is actually driving me insane. Ambrose?
Yes.
You know what? I'd like to for you to entertain
us. Sophia Stack, please.
Sophia?
Yes. I would appreciate it if Nia would send out the background information, bio, company status, that kind of information before the meeting, if that could be emailed beforehand, please.
Okay. All right. Ambrose?
Thank you.
Yes.
Did you have a motion?
So moved.
Your favorite motion.
Yes.
All right, this meeting's going to have to be adjourned, guys. I will send everybody an email tomorrow. For those people who, Grace, please send me those motions again. They'll be addressed either in the in-person meeting or I'll look on the calendar and see if we can calendar anything on short notice this week. Please, everybody, send me again all of the items that you want included, public and executive session. There's a rough draft of the D.C. agenda. Saturday, the entire day is an executive session addressing finances and personnel issues. Send me whatever communication you want. The agenda is not set in stone, so just inform me of what your needs are, and then we can address it. Okay, guys?
Madam Chair, can I just speak to also
yes.
what I will be? I'll be updating all of you with also a real in-depth audience report, and I'll be updating on issues like FSRN and things like that. So you'll get as thorough an update from me as possible, both in public session and also in executive session, on lots and lots of items. So just to let you know that.
Okay. Anybody else for a final comment before
yes.
we close the meeting?
Madam Chair, can I ask
yes.
Nicole a quick question?
Yes, go ahead.
Nicole, is there going to be an archives budget on the finance call tomorrow night?
The archive is part of the national office budget, Bonnie, and we vetted that five
oh,
ways
okay.
tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, the on the NFC tomorrow night is WPFW. We got that late last week, and that's been LSB approved. And then also, and I don't know how much we can drill down on that, but we'll definitely come. National office will come with its footnotes. And vetting to the PNB, and hopefully we'll be, of course, in the board book, and if we can send out hard copy to you guys in advance, we may try to do that, but our timeline got pushed back. Tomorrow is also, I believe, a look at WBAI again, but I think at this point we need to look at WPFW since that'll be the first vet.
Okay. Anybody else with a comment? Okay, guys, thanks for...
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, and whoever had that noise in the background hung up.
Ask everybody to go off by name, and you'll know who has the noise.
What if I go off by another
signing
name?
Signing off.
Bye.
Yeah. Ambrose signing off.
Yeah.
Signing off.
The secretary.
Grace
signing off. I guess that's over.
Signing off.
Okay.
What are we signing off?
What?
What are we signing off?
Oh.
Mary?
I didn't hear what Sarf said.
Mary, are we done?
I believe we are.
Well, we are done, right?
We are done.
Well, I had something I wanted to report.
You had what?
Mary?